Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW Sitka. Joining me in the studio are Ed Littlefield and Roger Schmidt of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp to talk about some of the events coming up. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing great. Nice day in Sitka.
Yeah. Busy week coming up for you with Jazz on the Waterfront on Saturday, and then the middle school campers are finishing up their final performances this week, right?
Indeed they are, yes. 243 middle school students with 79 different classes that will be culminating this Friday will be the final performance. We have final performances Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. And then during the day on Friday, we have an amazing art show starting at 1 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock, then some of our smaller groups also perform. And it's really just, you know, some of the most driven and exciting and talented youth of Alaska and also all over the country, too. And it's really fun to watch them get ready.
And this is all at the Performing Arts Center?
It is, yeah.
And what are some of the things that we'll see when we go, you know, view the
performances? Well, this is Ed. I'm doing the music classes, the jazz classes. So you'll see on Friday, you'll get to see the jazz band. The full jazz band, but you also get to see the concert band, the concert choir, the string orchestra, and I think clowns on Friday. There's Thursday, there's a lot of physical theater. And on Wednesday, we've got one of my classes, Sonic Boom. So if you ever haven't seen that yet, come experience that. But also a lot of the dance classes, so ballet, modern. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's just amazing, packed full of different art forms of very talented students.
What's all right? Can I ask, what is Sonic Boom? I've never experienced.
Well, it's experienced. Sonic Boom is a non-traditional percussion and kind of found instrument class.
Oh, cool.
That we it's devised theater. So devised music theater, musical theater.
And then for the visual arts as well, you said there will be an art show on Friday? Friday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's at 1 o'clock. And we offer, I don't even know how many visual arts classes, but we have traditional photography, we have digital photography, we have a variety of different painting classes, a variety of different drawing classes, we have a calligraphy class, we have film animation classes, we have graphic design classes, we have documentary film classes, pottery, clay, Alaska Native arts, carving classes.
Animation.
Yeah. There's so much. It's really something.
And that one is actually at on campus.
Correct? Oh, that's a good point. So. Not at the Performing Arts Center. That's right on campus. The doors are open. It's at the All Arts Center primarily, and then it spreads out through the entire campus.
That's just such an incredible list, and we talked a little bit about the renovations that have been going on the campus, right? I mean, you know, you have to have so many resources in order to provide all those classes, I'm sure. But you did recently renovate?
We did a large renovation of half of Sweetland Hall this year. That's our primary living and dining space, so it's a real important building for us. Mm-hmm. We've also done a lot of work on the grounds. We've done so much work on just making the walk through campus beautiful. Our lawns, our gardens, our landscaping. It's a really beautiful time of year to see the work that people have done.
And to provide those classes, you have to have quite an extensive faculty, it sounds like. Can you tell me a little bit more about your faculty?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for quite some time, and I've seen the growth of both the number and breadth of classes and of the faculty faculty. And just great people that are coming by. They're kind of at the top of their field. So there's people that are talking about in New York City. I just listened to Dionis talk about how he's bridging his culture of the Dominican Republic and he's bringing it back a little bit for conceptual art where you walk in. There's so many different faculty members. It would take an hour to talk through just half of them. Mm-hmm. But there's just amazing group of people that come in.
Actors, dancers, visual artists in all the different fields, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Sitka, Seattle, Portland, We just reach out throughout the whole country and recruit mm-hmm. some of the most extraordinary teaching artists that you'll find in any program, anywhere in any summer program.
So those final performances for the middle schoolers are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at the campus and at the Performing Arts Center. Correct?
That is right.
Just to make sure.
Yep.
So now let's talk a little bit about Jazz on the Waterfront, which is this Saturday, July 1st at 7 p.m. at Odessa Theater.
That's right. And that's a gala event for us. That's between our middle school and high school camp. Mm-hmm. And we bring together faculty from our middle school, from our high school, and then we also bring in other world-class jazz musicians from around the country to join us. It's a 20-piece big band, full big band. Wow. Then that turns into a rock band by the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
We're food and music go great together, so we're doing a fine French dining menu this Jazz on the Waterfront. Last year we did Moroccan, this year we're in Paris. And it's kind of a nod to one of the albums that were recordings that we're covering a lot of the music from, Count Basie's two probably most influential, most recognized recordings that he made were April in Paris that came out in 1957 and then 1958 Atomic Basie. And those are considered, you know, on the Desert Island list of jazz recordings. That you should have those recordings. So we're playing a lot of music from that. Brings us into that Parisian theme. Also, jazz has a huge history with France because many of the Afro-American musicians that were not finding sort of the respect, and especially after World War II, many of them came back as soldiers. Many of them were active in the music scene. Extraordinary musicians, but in the 1950s, they found that there wasn't a lot of appreciation for what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them started touring. Many of them left and moved permanently to Europe, particularly France. And France and the French have a really strong tradition of embracing jazz in a way that other cultures, including our own, were way behind.
Yeah, well, that sounds amazing. And I saw the French menu online. It looked incredible, too. I can't remember what was on it.
We've got everything from duck wings to halibut, and I can't remember either. But it's a full course French meal. It's something that you're not going to find in Sitka, and it's a special night. In fact, this whole night you wouldn't find in Sitka. This band is really extraordinary. We've been playing years together, it's in a beautiful setting. It's beautifully decorated, and the music's great. The food's great, and I just can't recommend it high enough.
And that's this Saturday night at 7 p.m. at Odessa Theater. That's Jazz on the Waterfront. And we have just a little more time, so maybe we could talk a little bit about what's coming up next in the coming weeks. High school camp, right?
Yeah, so we've got a long season this year. On Sunday, our high school students come in. Again, it's around 240 high school students. They'll be here for 2 weeks. At the end of their 2 weeks, they'll be doing the same sort of thing, final performances on Thursday, Friday, Saturday in the middle of July. Our students this summer, we have about almost 1,000 people registered in all our programs, coming from 28 states, 44 Alaskan communities. Our faculty, I think we have 70 artists that we've hired this summer, all told. So it's a real festival of all the arts.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning and talking about what's coming up at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. I've been speaking to Roger Schmidt and Ed Littlefield. The middle school camp is finishing up this week with final performances this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then the high school camp will start next week. And sandwiched in between those, Jazz on the Waterfront on Saturday night at 7 p.m. at Odessa Theater. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you. And tickets are available at Old Harbor Books for Jazz on the Waterfront.
Tickets at Old Harbor Books or,
Online.
Online. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.